I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
Good morning. This is Shirley Q. Liquor with today's school lunch menus.
Well, give me that paper, fool. Give it here. Okay.
Elementary school. Hamburger on a bun.
Beef.
Corn.
By itself.
And shredded carrot and raisin salad. And milk. Who they got cooking down there? White woman? That's nasty. They're going to starve them children to death. Junior high school, oh, now this good Chanel to work down there. Pork barbecue ribs, mustard greens, potato salad, onion rings, and ice cold malt liquor. That's why I'm glad the junior high school food sounds good. And if the senior high schools, as usual, BYOB. Enjoy your day and always remember to eat healthy, honey.
That was just nasty. Why? Who eat a beet?
Michael, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead, sir.
You got to love Shirley Q, man. I don't care who you are. You got to love that woman. You're talking about the school lunches and that. And I remember when they'd serve that chicken a la king. And I'd go back for seconds and thirds if they'd let me. But usually the tubs are empty by then. And you're talking about the lunch ladies, too, you know. I mean, they weren't my grandma, but you could tell there's someone's grandma there, you know, and they'd just smile because they loved seeing a hungry kid, you know, and they'd pile my plate on for me there, you know, because we was kind of from, you know, a meager beans, you might say. And so when I showed up at school there, I was hungry, you know, I mean, a bowl of damn cornflakes in the morning just wasn't enough to cut it really, but. You know, that struck a chord with me, Michael. I'm glad you brought that up, and I'll bet every lunch lady out there working now is glad you did too. Love always, brother.
Thank you, my man. Let's go to Rosie. You're up, sweetheart.
Hi, Michael. I'm gonna shake you right now. This is the first time that I talked to you, and I've been listening to you for 12 years.
Oh my goodness!
I can't believe it. I know. Yeah, I've been listening to you for 12 years. Thanks to my boyfriend. He got me to
What's his
hear
name?
You every day.
What's his name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you married a... You got a white boy for a boyfriend?
Well, we just kind of broke up 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. But he's one got you listening. Okay.
He got me into listening to you. He got me into... Show me how to shoot a gun, handle a gun. I got my concealed carry.
Yeah, he that's like so John wonderful. Wayne Bobbitt regretting teaching his wife how to use a cutting board.
Yeah. I got you back. You got my mine. So,
yeah.
I mean, I miss him so much. But anyway.
Rosie, what happened? What happened in this relationship?
I don't know. Kind of complicated. I think misunderstanding for both of our sides, but I miss his cooking. Oh, man.
Were you celosa? What was the problem?
you know, Latina.
I know.
We work on the FBI, okay?
Yes. So do you, looking for secrets, do you, if you were to go back and you were to do it differently, what would you do differently, looking back and realizing now?
Again, I will have better communication because, I mean, men cannot read our mind. You throw hints, but they cannot read. So I think a better communication, it's the key. Yeah.
So was it one of those where you wanted him to do something but didn't tell him as much, or wanted him to say something but didn't tell him as much?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, 12 years together, I was like, okay, hello. You know, anyway, but yeah. anyway, I was talking to you because I'm not talking to all the Hispanics, but I'm the one who I'm awake thanks to the ham and to listening to you. And I don't speak for all Hispanics, but, you know, I'm a very working person, hardworking person, and most of Hispanics are hardworking people. Actually, my brother-in-law, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
My brother-in-law owns a small trucking company. And let me tell you, that they're not happy. They're not happy with what's going on. And I'm telling you, there's coming a big red wave, you know. Because now the ones that didn't realize before, now they're realizing what's going on. This sucks. This is just, no. We came here, me, myself, for a better life. And what's going on? We're going backwards. This is not right. And when I became a citizen many years ago, my first vote was for Ted Cruz. And I realized, wow, I'm so glad that Trump won. So this second time, I vote for him. But, you know, they cheat us. So I know for sure that a lot of Hispanics and a lot of people, I don't talk about all of them, but for most of the people that I know, that we're ready. We're ready for the red wave. Yeah. And also, this going into Trump's residence, and getting to Melania's wardrobe, oh my God, I feel so bad. I feel so violated. It was in my wardrobe. I can't believe what these people did and the audacity to go into the former first lady. That's just beyond, wow. I really, it was in my wardrobe, but I feel violated. That's so embarrassing for a lady. That's so bad. My words can describe that. Yeah.
It's an interesting point. Rosie, that's a very interesting point that no one has offered, and maybe because no one fully grasped it, is that Melania Trump is a human being, and she is a woman, and her most private area of the home was just picked over by, so there are her panties, her bra, her nightdress, her, and they have picked through every, that is really sickening.
The Michael Berry Show. Michael Berry Show.
How you doing? This is Shirley Q. Licker, the nutritional consultant for Orangefield High School, Orangefield, Texas. Today's lunch menu for May 13th is cereal and a Pop-Tart, Salisbury steaks, variety fruit, rice and gravy, and some lima beans, jalapeno cornbread, and pinto beans and sausage. Ooh, Lord, honey, they better get out the Febreze before that 3 o'clock bell rang.
Inside of you, can you hear what I say when I hold you?
Larry, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Welcome to the program, sir.
I grew up in a small town in Texas, and all of our food was home-cooked for school lunches. We had these old Czech grandmas, and they cooked homemade kolaches, homemade bread, beef stew, homemade chili, homemade pizza. The only processed food we had was on Fridays during Lent when we had fish sticks. But other than that, every single thing was home-cooked. And it cost 35 cents, this was in the 70s, for lunch.
Yeah.
And if an adult, your parent came in, they paid 50 cents. But it was all good food, no processed.
Where'd you go to school?
A little town called Moulton in Moulton, Texas. It's in Lavaca County near Shiner.
Yeah, I know where Moulton is. How about that?
I still got my family farm out there.
Ramon, do you remember the school? It was a Czech community. We had the principal or the superintendent on, and during COVID, the early days when everybody else was panicking, they said, no, we're going to stay open because these kids, some of these poor kids don't have anywhere to go, and we're going to feed them. It was a country school. It was a Czech community, remember? And they were feeding. He was bringing the food himself. You don't remember that? Oh, man, where was that dadgum school? I'll tell you where it was. Where's Carol Janes from? No. She's actually not from Victoria. She's from Ilgi, something like that. Look at the towns around there. It's one of those towns around there was the school, because that's how I tagged it in my memory palace. What's it called? You see it? Read the town. Edna. I think it was Edna. See if Edna's right around there. It might have been Inez, but is Edna not around there? Maybe it was Inez then. It was a woman's name. I believe that's the school. Somebody will remember. Don't call. Huh? Edna's close? It was Edna. I think it was Edna School District. And I remember thinking, man, you got two Americas. You've got City of Houston crap, and then you got these rural communities. And the suburban are not as good as the cities. And not as good as the rural, but not as bad as the cities, although they're all trying desperately to be like the big cities. Those rural school districts, I never forget my brother Chris's two kids, Bailey and Braden. And was it Rita? About 09, about 13 years ago, would that be about right? And it came in and wiped Orange out. And so it was going to take a while to rebuild everything. And so we had a place out in off Independence Highway, Gay Hill, off Jackrabbit Road. Gay Hill's a great old community, a great old church there, and the road goes down and it takes a dip and you go into this train trestle, I think it's called train trestle, maybe it's a train trestle. Anyway, we were west of 6 on 390, the Independence Trail, La Bahia, if I remember correctly. I just remember turning off there. There's an old steakhouse right about there that has carpeted floors. You can't remember. I don't even think they have a liquor license, which irritated the hell out of me. But anyway, so I put them out there at that house. And the house was a nothing house. It was from 1920s, old ramshackles, just to get us out there so then we could find the house we really wanted. And so I said, well, I moved my mom and dad out there. And we called the school and said, hey, you know, these people are evacuees from Orange, and they've been hit, and they knew the school district. And they said, yeah, you can start school tomorrow. This was in the middle of the semester. Hey, you start school tomorrow. So Bailey and Braden literally started school the next day. And I mean, I get choked up thinking about it. The first day they were there, they had a cake for them. It was like it was their birthday. And so I was so worried about these kids from a small town. And And here they were relocating to another town. And by the end of the day, they were the talk. They were the toast of the school. And that it was Burton. Burton Independent School District is where it was, home of Burton Sausage. That is a nice little corridor right there. I'll tell you what, when you get out, it starts when you get Hempstead, Waller, that area, and it just gets more and more just beautiful, and the people are wonderful, all the way from Waller all the way up to just about the time you get to Weirdville, a.k.a. Austin. But those people took them in. It was the nicest thing. In fact, when it was time to come back, they didn't want to come back. They liked the Burton School District so much, they did not want to come back. They had made so many friends. The teachers were so sweet to them. I'll never forget that. My wife was like, maybe we should just move up there and live there. That sounds nice. I mean, it was really first class. Sam, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to give a happy well-being and safe trip to my 24-year-old niece and her entourage of, I think they got about 15 girls, and they left this morning on Southwest to head to Scottsdale, Arizona for her bachelorette party.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. I was talking to...
Yeah, what's funny is there's some moms involved, so, of course, her mom, which is my sister, Lisa Wilson, and then, of course, my smoking hot wife, Charlotte, and then my little girl, Abby. But, yeah, I just wanted to wish them. And you know how crazy bachelorette parties get, and it's going to be out of state.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yep, I'm very well aware. I am very... Oh, Chad says it was the superintendent of Edna ISD, Robert O'Connor. He was great. That guy was fantastic. Okay, let's check in with Jeff the Builder. Jeff, you got a restaurant update on us? We didn't get to you last week. I held you till too late. What you got for us? You had that, was it Mi Pueblito? Was that what it was called?
That's correct. Yeah, Mi Pueblito Colombian restaurant over on Richmond is outstanding. I've been there twice, and I'm going to highly recommend this one. You walk in, and it's got a beautiful bakery right when you walk in, and it's hard to make it past that one. But once you go in there, empanadas were very, very good. And they've got something that I've never really tried before. They actually use a ground corn and make a patty and use that instead of tortillas. And they serve like shredded beef, chicken, other items on it. Interesting tastes.
Is it a pupusa?
Twice. No, sir. It's real dense, almost like a rice cake.
Like a polenta?
I don't know what that one is, sir. But it's very dense.
P-O-L-E-N-T-A, polenta.
Got me on that one, sir. But
so,
I did
so this
go back
is
and
Colombian. I'm trying to think what that could be. Hold on a second. We'll come back to that.
Yes, sir.
I took Uncle Jerry for his birthday the other day to Cafe Piquet, the Cuban restaurant. And they've got these tostones that are, it's a fried plantain that you can get it sweet as maduros or tostones. And it's like a fried plantain about yay thick. Oh, man, he got me thinking about that.
For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, 844-846-1010. Call them at
844-846-1010. People have expressed concern that they may get monkeypox from our bump music this morning. Understandable. And this is our opportunity to remind you to do your part. Don't spread your cheeks for at least 2 weeks. To flatten the curve, you know. Stop the spread. Don't spread. There's no backdoor solution to this problem, folks. We're all in it together. Buttload of these cases, and it's time we take them seriously. All right, Jeff the Builder, what you got for me?
All right, so I think that grilled onion or grilled corn patty was called an arepa.
Oh, arepa, yeah, that's arepa. It's good. Arepa, arepa, A-R-E-P-A. Yeah, you're right. I knew that. I should have said. I mean, I didn't know it. I know of it. Now that you say it, I know you're right.
Well, that's a first, sir. The pork belly was delicious. The blood sausage was outstanding. So it's a good restaurant to go and check out.
Jeff, we've moved on from that. It's like my wife. We've made a decision. Yes, we've moved to the next one.
Okay, so the next one we're going to go Korean over on Long Point, the Korean Garden Restaurants. Very nice place. It's owned by Lee, who's greeting you at the door. Outstanding. The bulgogi there is probably my favorite one that I've had so far in Houston. Very, very good restaurant. Affordable prices.
There used to
501 Long Point.
There used to be a place. I pronounce it bulgogi, but I don't know really. I think it's S and O. I used to. My wife was doing a PhD in economics, and she had a classmate named Kim Soo, and he was Korean, and he took us to a place that's not there anymore called Kim Son. And this was early in my time in Houston. This would have been 89. And it was the first time I ever ate bulgogi, and maybe that's what made it so special. But it was the best. You ever had that, Ramon? It's these little spare ribs, little sweet spare ribs that Korean restaurants do. And, you just gnaw it off the bone. It kind of disconnects on that tendon from the bone. Boy, oh boy, is that something special. All right, what else you got?
All right, next one, let's go over to an Italian restaurant over on Morningside. It's D'Amico's Italian.
Yeah, it's been there. That's Nash D'Amico's place. That place has been there that place has been there since I had an office 200 feet from there, which was 1998. That's been there a long time. Nash D'Amico's a good operator.
Nice.
I like the concept. It's the market and the restaurant, although the restaurant's kind of what's taken off. Yep, that's a good one. All right, what did you have there?
Yep. So over there I took my daughter, Brooke, who's in the truck with me today, the fried cheese ravioli, the pini asparagus chicken, and then she had the fettuccine, which she said was comparable to Carrabba's on Boss.
Oh, that's saying something. Wow, okay. All right.
I know.
And then what you got next?
So the next one I jumped over to is a light Mediterranean called Agnes Cafe and Provisions over on Bissonnette.
Bissonnette and what?
I'm coming from Rice University heading toward 59. So was that close to Bissonnette? Closer to almost where you hit 59. It's on the right-hand side. It's a lower half of an office building.
Okay, hold on a second.
It was tasty, but it was a little healthier than I'm used to when they're
are we talking about at Shepherd?
Let's see here. So if I'm leaving Rice, I'm going down Shepherd and Bissonnette. Yes, sir.
Okay, Shepherd and... Oh, on that corner.
2132 Bissonnette.
Okay, so this is where the old cleaners used to be. There were cleaners on both sides, and there was a shoe store right there. Let's see what else is right there. There used to be a Ruggles Black a little bit further in. There's a Persian rug joint right there. Okay, I don't know what the space is. Do you know what used to be in that space?
I do not, sir. They've taken over the whole first. So they've got really nice outdoor seating. They have a great wine bar in there.
I think it's a guy named David Gibbs that owns that building. He's a broker over there. I used to know David. I used to do deals with him years ago, like 25 years ago. Some of my first deals in that area were with David. I'm pretty sure that's it. It's kind of a pinkish peach building.
I'll drive by it here with a teal blue green trim.
Kind of very, very 80s. Yeah, that I know which one it is. I know exactly which building it is. There used to be a little further up, there used to be a place called the Bagel Manufactory. And you would go in and they had all glass and they made the bagels on the other side. And as you were waiting in line, you'd watch the bagels being made going through. It was a great concept, and then it became a baby store. But anyway, all right, what else you got?
All right, the next one, let's do some Persian food. A Vista over on 2691 Wilcrest. It's a little bit more of a new one. Had a very good meal there, the shrimp curry. And, of course, I did the ground beef kebab. And
hold
I
on. Wilcrest and what?
Westheimer, sir. They have a bike shop right over there. I'm trying to think what else they have across over there. There's a Torchy's Tacos right around it.
Okay,
and
I know where you are.
Of the 24... Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was looking around and everyone was ordering the lamb shake. And so I had one of those also. Was not bad. It was had a pretty heady lamb taste to it, but it seemed like it was a very popular dish inside the place. But it was very tasty, and I would definitely go back again. Usually I go to
Do you like lamb?
This one is I love lamb.
When I am in Colorado, I eat lamb probably 4 days a week, and the only reason I don't eat it seven is I don't want to burn out I love lamb shank. I love lamb lollipops. I love
continues.
Hold on.
Went to a party. I got drunk. It was full of dudes, they got nude. I woke up sick and sore. Monkeypox gave me blisters on my butt. Monkeypox. Gay orgies are no fun. All my lesions stain my sheets and I look like I'm the fly. I am a leper, skin is peppered with herpes simplex 9. Monkeypox gave me blisters on my face. Monkeypox. Gay orgies are not safe. Went to a party, I got drunk, passed out on the floor. It was full of dudes, they got nude. I woke up sick and sore. My lesions stain my sheets and I look like I'm a fly. I am a leper, skin is pepper with herpes simplex 9. Monkeypox gave me blisters on my butt. Monkeypox, gay orgies are no fun.
Jeff the Builder, what else you got for me?
All right, let's get out of the coast real quickly. I tried a new one, Coastal Grill, at the end of the Strand, 1827 Strand. I now have a favorite crab cake. Officially, I can announce that. Outstanding. Very nice place. Almost all the vehicles out front are the golf carts. Obviously, a local favorite. Very, very, very good.
All right, keep going. Who owns it?
All right. I could not meet anyone in there. I asked, and it just seemed like it was just people working there. I asked to meet the owner. It wasn't available, so I'm still going to say it was outstanding. Very, very, very good. Next one, I got a random one for you. The Nico over in I-10. Have you tried their hamburger?
I have not. Dimitri Fedakakis, the owner, is a good friend of mine, and I have never been to the I-10 and Beltway location. I was on my way to, funny you say this, I was on my way to Low T Center out I-10 in Katy. I go to the one in Katy. It's not the closest one to me, but I like the guy that runs it, Kenny Smith. And he has all my numbers and my panels and my levels and all that. So when I walk in and they do my blood pressure and my weight and we go, you know, how are you feeling and all this sort of stuff, energy levels and all that. Once you get very comfortable with somebody, that's what I like to do. And I was blowing past it and I had a buddy of mine named Jimmy Pappas, and he pointed and we were talking about different restaurants and he's Greek. James Spiro Pappas. His dad is Spiro James Pappas. And anyway, Jimmy was sweating like a whore in church, and I had the AC turned on as high as I could, but I also smoke cigars while I'm driving. And the AC, I guess, was blowing the smoke in his eyes and bothering his eyes, so he would turn the AC down and he would sweat more. And then I'd say, Jimmy, you're sweating in my car, and so I'd turn it back up. And then the smoke would get in his eyes. But he asked me if I had tried that. And I love Nico Nico's, the one on Montrose. And Dimitri has said you hadn't been back in a while. So the short answer is, if I go there, I don't know that I could ever go there to eat a hamburger. But I would have to. It would be difficult, right? Because it's like going to a steakhouse and ordering salmon. If salmon's fine, I guess, for people that like salmon. But if I go to a steakhouse, I can't eat something else because then I'm missing the if I go to Nico Nico's, I like their food so much that for me to eat a burger would feel like, well, shoot, I got to come back tomorrow and eat what I want to, which is a gyro.
That's exactly what I did. I went and had my gyro plate with the delicious potatoes, and I went back 2 days later. I said, I'm strict. I'm getting that burger. It's huge. It's very tasty, but it has different condiments than you usually. They have like that white cream on the inside. It was so good. So good. I could only finish half of it. It was so darn big. All right. Next, Rockfish. Have you tried that over on Westheimer close to Kirkwood? I know that's my neck of the woods.
I have not.
It's a very good seafood spot. Good fish and chips, good raw oysters. They have a really good seafood menu over there, and I've been there several times, and it's definitely worthwhile checking out. All right, next, Vietnamese food. Have you been to Huey's on 18th Street?
Oh, isn't that Huy? Is it H-U-Y?
H-U-G-H-I-E-S. No, it's H-U-G-H-I-E-S. It's a very good...
Oh, it is Huey's. Okay. Is it on the west side of the street?
It would be on... If I'm coming from 610, it's going to be on my right-hand side if I'm headed east.
Okay, there's a Vietnamese... Oh, that's Saigon Hustle. There's a Vietnamese place there that's getting a lot of attention as being really, really good that I have not been to, that several of my nieces' generation have recommended I try because they know I love Vietnamese. And that one's called Saigon Hustle. I've not been to that one either. All right, so Huey's, go ahead.
Yep, that was pretty good. I recently went back to, and I'm positive been here, to Cleburne's, their new restaurant, since I guess they rebuilt it. It's been several years since I went there.
But yeah,
that's a really nice establishment that they've put back up again.
Yes. What's his name? John. What's John's last name? Greek. He's Greek also. Oh, see, I changed. No, it's not Fedakakis. I changed phones and I've lost all my name. What is John's last name? I can see it right now. Boy, this drives me crazy. Anyway, yes, his food is wonderful. And that's always fun people watching because, like, my buddy Jason Baker will be having lunch there. And here's this real fit guy. Half his family are it's Lance Berkman's brother-in-law. And his brother Josh played in the pros. And Jason looks like a middle linebacker in the NFL today. And so there will be these young, fit guys, you know, all meeting for lunch because they've been going there since they were kids because their parents went there since they were kids and their grandparents went there. And then right behind them will be some guy on a walker with the tennis balls. And he's 90 and he's on the second wife and he married a young woman. She's only 65 and they may have a caretaker with them and they're going in there and John, what is his last name? Anyway, he knows everybody. He knows what they eat. He knows George Michaelis. Lou Savarese just reminded me because he's a patron over there, too. That is some of the best food. And that food has been, how long has it been there? Since 1934? Was it remote? When did Cleburne start? It's been there forever. It's better after the fire. Very rarely does that happen. It is better after the fire. I tell you, the one that's not is Mize. Mize used to be great when it was run down and dirty and filthy and discolored and still had smoke stains on. And then it burned down and they rebuilt it. And it never got that vibe again.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard, Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.